This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to announce later today that he is nominating Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
During a campaign rally Friday night in Newport News, Virginia, President Trump relished the chance to nominate yet another justice to the Supreme Court.
We don't have to do it by the election, but we should be really able. That would be a great victory. Going into the election.
Earlier in the day, Trump told reporters at Joint Base Andrews,
I'll be announcing the decision tomorrow. It's very exciting. 5 o'clock at the White House, Rose Garden.
The likely shift in the court's makeup from Ginsburg, a liberal icon, to an outspoken conservative would be the sharpest ideological swing since Clarence Thomas replaced Justice Thurgood Marshall nearly 30 years ago. I'm Tim McGuire.
Lebanon's prime minister-designate quit on Saturday after trying for almost a month to line up a nonpartisan cabinet. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
Mustafa Adib, former ambassador to Berlin, was picked on August 31st to form a cabinet after President Emmanuel Macron's intervention secured a consensus on naming him in a country where power is shared out between Muslims and Christians. A source close to Macron said the situation that led to Adib's resignation amounted to, quote, collective betrayal by political parties, but said France, the former colonial power, would not abandon Lebanon. Under the French roadmap, the new government would take swift steps to tackle corruption and implement reforms needed to trigger billions of dollars of international aid to fix an economy that's been crushed by a mountain of debt. Lebanon faced a further knock when a huge explosion on August 4th at Beirut port ruined the swathe of the capital.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. This is VOA News. A military transport plane carrying Air Force cadets crashed and burst into flames near a highway in northeastern Ukraine late Friday. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Searchers combing the area of the craft found two more bodies the day after the crash. The plane was carrying a crew of 7 and 20 students from a military aviation school when it crashed and burst into flames while coming in for landing at the local airport about 250 miles east of the capital, Kiev. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky declared a day of mourning for the crash victims. Zelensky, who visited the crash area the following day, called for a full assessment of the condition of the country's military equipment and said he wanted an official report on the crash by the 25th of October. I'm Karen Chamas.
Belarusian security forces detained dozens of protesters Saturday as crowds rallied in central Minsk, accusing President Alexander Lukashenko of rigging last month's election. One group of women chanted, "Our president is Sveta," referring to opposition politician Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya, who they say won the vote before riot police dragged many of those protesters into vans. Other protesters were arrested nearby. Belarus, a former Soviet republic closely allied with Russia, has been rocked by mass street protests since Lukashenko's claim of a landslide victory in the August 9th vote. He has denied rigging the election and dismissed opposition accusations of mass arrests and abuses as a Western smear campaign. Spain's health minister has reiterated his calls for the city of Madrid to be placed in total lockdown. Speaking after a meeting of COVID-19 experts in Barcelona, Health Minister Salvador Illa said the Madrid regional government should revise its decision to only lock down parts of the city. He also said that the threshold of contagion incidents to decide which suburban town to confine should be lowered to 500 cases per 100,000 inhabitants, which is roughly twice the national average. More than 850,000 residents in 37 neighborhoods have been confined this week to their areas unless they have a reason to go elsewhere. Maximum capacity in shops and restaurants has been reduced and parks have closed. Thousands of protesters gathered in Trafalgar Square in central London on Saturday to protest the British government's recently toughened COVID-19 restrictions. Britain already has the highest death toll in Europe from COVID-19 at more than 42,000. While around 900 people died a day at the April peak of the pandemic, the current death rate is around 30. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.